Now, if you want to earn a lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, you may want to think about a career in tech. Forbes Billionaires list is out for 2017. 183 of that list are from the industry, up 23 on the previous year, with three of the top five being CEOs of tech companies. Now, they have a combined $1 trillion of net worth. I'm delighted to say I'm joined out by Mary Ann Russon, senior technology reporter with the International Business Times UK. A very warm welcome to you, Mary Ann.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. Not as well, though, as 183 people who are in the Forbes Billionaires list, I imagine. Tell us, though, who tops the tech list? How much do they have?
Well, the top of the entire list is Bill Gates, and he basically has been the top for the last 4 years in a row. He is basically at the top with a fortune of $86 billion, which is up from $75 billion last year.
Why does it continue to grow for him?
Well, basically, this is the person who basically brought personal computing to the masses. And, you know, it's quite an amazing achievement what he has done. And obviously, the Windows operating system in all its many forms is still continuing to be used. You know, Microsoft is quite a force to be reckoned with, even if people complain about their products and things not always being perfect. And, you know, Bill Gates was the one right at the beginning of that. So, you know, long after he's gone, he'll probably remain one of the richest. His family will, for certainly.
What about some other notable names on that list that we'll have heard of?
Well, you may have heard of Mark Zuckerberg, mm. Facebook. So Mark Zuckerberg has now gone up quite a few numbers, at least about five numbers, and he has actually got quite a huge fortune as well. You know, you might have also heard of Larry Ellison. He is the founder of Oracle, which is a huge enterprise software company. There's also Jeff Bezos, the co-founder of Amazon. And there's also two quite young people who've started a very huge online payment service called Stripe.
Why are there more tech billionaires than ever before, do you think?
Because tech is really huge today. You know, like maybe in the old days, you know, it was becoming like a doctor that was, you know, make your mum happy. But now, if you want to really go where the money is, you want to go into tech. I mean, according to Forrester, the global tech market is worth $2.9 trillion in 2016. And if you're looking at job opportunities, there's huge opportunities for people who go into, say, software engineering, so you're building software or apps, or data science, so you're analyzing businesses' data so you can help them find new things about their customers, or helping to analyze systems to find mistakes in a computer system. And, you know, obviously the huge thing is cybersecurity to keep systems and people safe. And all of these jobs are huge. And the demand for that is growing massively each year by like about 20%.
It must look very enticing, I imagine, especially when you see young people like Mark Zuckerberg on there. Access is very easy and you get so many billionaires. However, there must be a ton who think they have the next best thing, the next app that fall by the wayside.
Well, yes, obviously, not every single solution is going to do well. And if you copy someone else's solution, you know, as a technology journalist, we write about something and then 10 other people contact us and want us to write about the exact same thing. Mm. So, you know, obviously you need to be innovating. But I think the most important thing is the people who are doing well are the ones who found a human problem and took that human problem, a big issue affecting a consumer, and fixed it. So, you know, with Amazon, they made online shopping easier. With, you know, with Stripe, they made online payments easier, so much easier that it's considered to be a huge viable alternative to PayPal, which is one of the biggest online payment providers. It's all about doing something that solves a human problem rather than creating a solution and then trying to market it.
Go into more detail. The types of technology emerging on this list.
Well, I mean, you know, everything seems to be very online-centric. You know, everything is connected to online, all these people who are doing incredibly well. So, you know, Oracle, they're one of the biggest providers of, you know, software for enterprises, and they host that in the cloud. That's online. You know, Facebook, it's entertainment, it's networking, it's connecting people online. You know, that's, you know, it's creating an online community, an online village. That's really big. Amazon is making shopping so easy, you don't need to go out your door. You don't even need to wait a few days. Now, if you've got Prime, you can just get things in an hour. You know, it's making everything simpler for humans, far simpler than it ever was before. And I think that's the key reason why technology is doing so well.
Is it sustainable?
as long as they keep putting the human first and providing solutions that people actually need, yes, people want things easily. People want an easier solution. They want something that makes their lives easier, that makes their lives more fun. If you make a solution cumbersome or something that they don't need, people won't use it.
Also, I just want to know geographically, particularly, I mean, we hear a lot about tech hubs, perhaps in Cambridge, in East London. Are they anywhere comparable to what you've got over in America? We do have a bit of a reputation of selling out before we reach the billionaire state for companies, tech companies especially.
We do. The UK does have a reputation of developing all the great thinking knowledge and then someone else commercializes it in another country. I will say that not all tech is American, but today, in this day and age, if you want to be taken seriously for any type of technology solution, you will eventually require a presence in Silicon Valley. So there are huge numbers of innovators, people who invent really interesting solutions, who we interview every year, and they have one office in their home country, and they have one office in San Francisco in Silicon Valley, even if it's a tiny presence, because that's what's needed to be taken seriously.
I do want to ask you as well, before I let you go, about women in tech on the list. How many have
we
got?
We need more of them.
Yeah, don't we just? Hands up, me.
I would say that you can look at the richest women in the world. I would have to say I'm not hugely well-versed on the women who are in tech who are on the list. They're more business people per se than I would say that they are tech people, if you know what I mean. They're entrepreneurs.
Well, what's interesting, only 12 women in tech on this billionaires list, 7 of whom made their own fortunes. And it's interesting you talked about Bill Gates, because Lorene Powell Jobs, of course, the wife of late Apple founder Steve Jobs, her net worth, mainly made up of Disney and Apple stock, increased $3.3 billion in the last year to $16.7 billion. That is quite eye-watering.
Yeah, but it's huge.
But we need more women in that. Absolutely right. Where else? I mean, just finally, you did say about other tech hubs, you have to be in America. But where other countries are developing that we should look out for, perhaps?
Innovation is everywhere. China is huge. Mm-hmm. The sheer amount of people in China means that the sheer amount of research and new ideas that China can come up with is huge. China is quite an internal market, so all the technologically solutions they finish, they are happy to just leave them in China, and you know, they don't even come out to the rest of the world. So they're already using drones for delivery services. They've got incredibly advanced apps for doing payments and all sorts of social networking that we don't. They have websites which connect you directly to the factories that make products, and you can buy it directly from the product. You don't need to talk to a salesman anymore. They cut out the middleman. There's so much, but because China's such a huge country, they don't even need to look at the rest of the world. So there's a lot of industries whereby people are innovating, but their innovations, they're not even that focused on getting them outside the country. Obviously the traditional places, China, India, Russia seems to be coming forward with some interesting solutions. Japan is still really big on robots, so is America. It's everywhere.
Marianne Russon, Senior Technology Reporter with the International Business Times UK. Thank you so much for joining us.